ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through his servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Open the eyes of your understanding to this message, the evacuation of the old man and the crucified life. It's going to be in 2 to 3 series, and we trust that the Lord will prevail. Lord in heaven, we want to ask you this day that you will bring us to the cruciality of this message. It will not be theoretical. It will be real. It will be practical. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, this is, I consider personally, as I'm careful, but because don't think too far. I consider this message as the most important. I wanted to say one of the. That's why I was struggling with what to say, but take it as from me, your brother, and I will tell you why. It is the most important. Upon this, yes, sir, it bears the weight of the Christian life. Now, our prayers. We constructed the title as the evacuation of the old man. Let's deal with the old man. Hallelujah. So let's deal with the word old man. Now, we will first deal with it. Now, our other leaders will use this manual for us, but I will do an introduction and then we will move from there. Let's deal with the word old man. Ephesians chapter 4 and look at verse 22. Let's see how it sounds. Put off concerning the former conversations the old man.
Which is corrupt.
Watch this. The old man. Which is what?
Corrupt.
Yes?
According to the deceit.
Now, I want you to see something, the description of the old man. The old man is corrupt according. Now, King James would be good for us. Can you look at verse 23? Let's see if it has not diverted from it. Yes, King James, 22 and 23.
That you put off concerning the former conversation.
Put off, you see, put off, yes.
Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Uh-huh.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Alright, thank you. It has veered off from it. Take note of the description they gave the old man, that put off concerning your former lifestyle or conversation, the old man, this person that we are referring to as a old man is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Can we have another translation that brings it a little bit? Can we have NIV or Good News? NIV.
You were taught.
Okay.
With regard to your former way of life.
Former way of life.
To put off your old self.
Put off your old self. Old man. Old self.
Which is being corrupted.
Which is being corrupted.
By its deceitful desire.
Now, please take note something about old man. NIV call it old self. They said is what? Is corrupt. And what corrupts it? Desires. The corruption of the old man reflects in deceitful desires. This is very, very important to understand this. Now, that is one. Now, look at Colossians 3:9. I want you to see some crucial, crucial descriptions about the old man. Colossians 3:9. How did he put it? Lie not one to another, seeing that. All these past tense of scriptures, we'll come back to it, but seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Now you see something here. The old man is corrupt. There's not, whatever is corrupt, when you say something is corrupt, there's nothing you can do about it. That's why it is corrupt. What is damaged, you can repair. What is corrupt has no hope. The only thing to do to what is corrupt is to evacuate, is to remove. Eh? Yeah, to format, to bring away from. The reason why you can't repair it, you can't adjust it, you can't improve it, is that it's corrupt. If it is damaged, you can repair. You can adjust. You can do all of that. But if it is corrupt, you cannot do anything to what is already corrupted than to remove it. Now, something manifests the corruption of the old man. Deceitful desires. This one now says in Colossians 3:9 that don't lie to yourselves. And the reason why you should not lie is that there's something you put off, which is the old man. Now take note, they say old man with his deeds. So old man has deeds. And let's do a deed means works. Okay? So when somebody say, I don't know if the old man is in me. There are desires that point us to the old man. There are works that point us to the old man. So old man is not hard to identify if it is in a life. Are you with me now? Now, this is just a background study. Trusting the Lord that as he's speaking to me, he will speak to you. Alright? So, the old man has works. Take note of the language you are seeing. Put off. Remove. That's the only way to deal with this old man. Now, let's look at, I think for now, that will be it. We would go to what God did with the old man and all that. Alright. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, let me move on from here. The origin of the old man. And why does the Bible say it's old? The word old connotes first to be in a place. What makes you older than somebody else? You arrived first. Is that not it? So, that's what makes you older than. Arrive first. Experience than. That's the word hold there. It can also be former. Are you with me now? So, it's hold because it arrived there first. It's experience than and it's former. Are you with me now? So this is something about, now, what is the origin of the old man? We all know it, but let's, for foundational level sake. Do you know the scripture confirms in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. How does it put it? It says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that. Now take note of that scripture. I hope you are opening your Bible. It's very important. For that. Before, we used to read it as "for that all have sinned." Mm-mm. For that all have sinned. Now please take note. I'm going to read it again. Can we all read it again? Romans 5:12. One, two, go. King James. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that, for what? No, for what? What? What is the that? What is the that that makes all of us? No. For that, all have sinned. What is it? What was it that made all of us to enter the category of all have sinned? The sin that entered into one man, through one man. It is the sin that entered through that one man. Because that one man, Adam, has a reproductive capacity. If Adam was an angel, it would not pass upon all men. Angels don't have fruitfulness and multiplication. You didn't follow what I'm saying. But because the man that sinned carries multiplicative grace or capacity, everything in him must what? Multiply. Are you with me now? So when sin entered into him, everything that came out of him have sinned. Now take note of this. To Adam, this is no old man. Because the initial life in him was the right life. Oh, you are not following me. When Adam sinned, to him, that sin is the new life, which is corrupt. But everyone that Adam gave birth to, that new life to him, take note of the new life I'm talking about, is not the newness of God. Oh. The former life he had was the life of God. The different life, the newer life he entered into was the life of death. But now, all of us born by him, did we have experience of the former wonderful life? So what is our own old man? The new life of Adam became our own old man. Is it clear? So for that, not all will sin. All have. Are you with me now? So out of the old man, this old man now, take note of this. Old man is a nature. It's a law. It's natural. It's by birth. We were born of the seed of a different life called the old man. The only problem is that this old man is corrupt. It cannot be a friend of God. It's eternally corrupt until you remove it. Now, look at it. How do you identify the old man? Desires and work. So, old man has an address. When you see the address, you can catch it. Ah, you are there. Please take note of this. It is this life. Listen, it is this. The old man is a nature. The old man is a system. Do you know it is the old man that gave birth to the world? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God did not create the world. I'll explain. What did Genesis 1:1 says? In the beginning, God created. Who created the world? The old man. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, The love of the Father is not in him. Do you remember? What are the things in the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. So when you say worldliness, what is worldliness? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of, that's the world. Who created the world? The fallen nature of man made the world. The world became the system of the thinking of man. Are you with me, brethren? And what is lust of the flesh? Desire. Say, you see old man now. What's more of lust? What's more of lust? Desire. And don't mind me, in my own little meditation, I used to say desire means nko to di saya mi. To disnua ya mi ti o le lo. That's the way the Lord brought it to me. That when you have a desire, it means, you know the word in Yoruba, desire sound like odi, is strong. Aya, my heart. So when something is strong in your heart that you cannot let go, it's a desire. Do you understand what I was saying? Yes. So when I said, what's that desire that the Lord now brought to me? You see, it sounds like odis, yeah, yeah. It stays strong in your heart. That's a desire. So this old man, so when you say the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, just put it in the other simpler word. The desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of your life, the pride of what you have and what you are and of life. Are you with me now? Now, how did Eve fail when she saw lust of the eyes? Do you remember that she saw that? They say when she saw that the tree, do you remember we should go there? Should we go there? Should we go there? Genesis chapter 3. This was how the world was formed. Genesis chapter 3 and somewhere around verse 10. Okay? Not verse 10. Genesis chapter 3. Can we see verse 5? Verse 6. Let's start from verse 5. Are we in Genesis 3?
Yes, sir.
Are we in Genesis 3?
Yes, sir.
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Please, when she saw, that's what? Lust of the eyes. Has she been seeing that tree before?
Yes.
Has she been seeing it? But this is a different scene. When she saw that it was good for food, that's lust of the flesh. Sorry, started with lust of the flesh. Good for what? Food. Food. That's lust of the flesh. And that it was pleasant to the what? Eyes. That's lust of the eyes. Did you see that? He started with the lust of the flesh. Desire. What my body wants. Are you with me?
Yes.
When it was, and it was pleasant to the eyes. Lust of the eyes. Then the next one. And a tree to be desired. Did you see old man the day it was born? Desire. Did you see it? That it was pleasant to the eyes. And a tree to be desired to make one wise. Was she foolish before?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Pride. She took. So, every action is preceded by desire. Every sinful action is preceded by desire. And as far as God is concerned, once you desire it, you have done it. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Do you know that eating produced the world and made the devil the prince? So how did Satan become prince? Through war? Through what?
Desire.
We desired what God didn't desire, and we crowned the devil. So every time you desire what God does not desire, you crown Lucifer. Are you following me? It's getting fresher again. Even though it's something we have learned before. Amen? Now please listen to this. Lord help us. So the old man is the, look at this, is the founder of worldliness. He's the founder of worldliness. The old man is the founder of worldliness. Is it clear to that point? Galatians 5:19 now talk about the works. Can we, hallelujah. After this description, what I'm dealing with this morning is the origin, the description, and the devastation of carrying the old man as a life. If God helps me, I will touch a little bit of why it must be evacuated. We have seen the origin. Are you with me now? This is the origin. And don't let us pull it too much as but to say that when God created the tree, didn't he know they will fall? That's for another teaching. Because you need to study as a missionary evangelist so that you can teach properly. But we are tracing with you first that, and the woman. And take note of who the devil targeted. The womb man. The one who multiplies. The devil targeted the multiplier in order to spread worldliness that can crown him as king, as a prince, I mean. Are you with me now?
Yes,
so, don't let us go into, and you see the devil, the father of deception, he did not enter that garden as the devil. He came in with a familiar face. The serpent, God created it. Because Genesis 3 started with, the Lord created. Are you with me now? So every time Satan's best weapon is to mask. Satan has never appeared as an enemy to anybody. He is an enemy that hides always. Yes. Because it's something that you need to understand. Why will he come to the garden as, not as Lucifer? He has lost all his glory. If he comes in like that, they will recognize him. Satan doesn't have glory. When they cursed him, he became another thing. He became something else. All the beauty and glory. That's why he was looking for the glory of man. To reclothe himself. Oh, you didn't follow that. The glory of man. The wealth of man. The authority of man. To reclothe himself. So he came to steal it. That's why the Bible calls him a thief.
So does that mean that it's only the glory of man that can steal him back to his position?
It's the glory of man he used. Why? How did he become the prince of the world? They cast him to the lowest part of the earth. He came to man to steal what he has. And then he now made the owner a slave. That's what he came to do. So, in order to finally deal with the devil, you must restore man, the real owner. And then you can judge the enemy. That's for another day. Now, the old man, watch this. Everyone who is now born was born as a slave. Who is a slave? Somebody that cannot but do the will of his master. Eh? So rather than born with dominion that we first had, we were born as subjects. And you know the funniest thing? If we were subject to something else, Obada, we were now subject to desire. You see how, you don't understand. We were subject to a feeling. It's so bad that we became a slave that we are now subject to desires. We were reduced to animal life. You know, it's animal that will be hungry and does he think? He goes to where food is. He can steal it. He can eat out of it. He doesn't ask for your permission.
Yes, sir.
You beat a goat, he goes, he comes back. Stubbornness became our lifestyle. Do you see if an animal now wants to, is feeling like having sex, what does he do? He starts pursuing publicly. Instead of him to have a routine, can he think back? What does the animal do? He will just respond. It's animal life. When there's food to compete with, what do animals do? They fight for it. Are you following me? They do what? They fight for it. Have you seen two animals, two chickens fighting before?
Yes, sir.
And sometimes to separate them is wahala. So, very terrible ones, they refuse to separate. Others will separate, but some refuse to separate. So, the old man, you can call it animal life. Are you following this now? Another way to see the old man is to see it like what? The animal life. The life that responds to how he feels. The life that responds to how desires. I must have money now and I can kill anybody for it. If need be. Okay. Hallelujah. Animal life. Each time the Lord brings this thing back to me and say, each time you respond to the way you are feeling and to what you desire, you are not less than a chicken or a goat. Now imagine, he created you in his image. Now you are reduced to behave thoughtless. Ah! Do you know? Now, that's, I'm describing the old man. This, now let me go a little bit further to this, to go into the devastation of it. This is what, you see, old man does not mind to scatter what was built and will not mind. You will hear something that if you want to scatter, let it scatter. Old man will not respect the effort put in place. Once he feels that he's angry, what will you hear? If something will spoil, let it spoil. I don't care. And you see, I've been shocked to see pastors fight. In fact, there's one that shocked me. They were in pastors' meeting. So I was told. Imagine all the great leaders of a church were in a meeting for a conference. And part of their recess moment was that they were going for maybe lunch or dinner. And as they were doing that, suddenly Nepal took off light. So between light coming on generator, in everywhere was dark, and they served their food. So I was told. By the time they on the gen, everybody, the gen met them with their food lifted up. Afraid of poison. Pastors poison themselves to get to positions. How can you be in a pastor's meeting and you're lifting up your food like this? You're lifting up your food like this. So when they brought back the lights, that's when everybody put down their food. The same ministry. People with color. People that say, I bless people in the name of Jesus. You see, we're in a terrible mess. No wonder you say you are wondering why church could not do missions. There are things that stop the work of God. Old man does not mind that you people are rich as long as you are not affecting the kingdom of the prince of this world. You can have money. It's not a problem. If I have money, will delay you and hinder you. If we have help you have more. Is it not prince of this world that have stolen everything? They say, let them have money. If it will keep them and give it, let them be giving testimony. As long as they are not touching this area, no problem. Heard of another, maybe somebody we know, that in a pastor's meeting, they say all pastors should move their clothes. You've had to.
They should move their clothes.
Clear clothes. Oh, don't mention it though. It's about somebody. It's as the Lord just led him. That all pastors should have their clothes. As they were offering, Chance was underneath suit. You know Chance, red cloth, bante, underneath people's suit. People that climb Putin and say, in the name, that's why be careful of anybody that just say, in the name, they will not say of Jesus. Everybody have said amen. Let's know what he's calling. I've seen it many times. Somebody's leading me, I bless you today. I bless you today. No, with what? Don't just say you bless me today. With what? Is it in his name? I decree you shall believe in the name. People will not wait for. They have shouted amen. Because that man may have a Bande. So you wonder why we pray in church and God does not hear. The old man is too old and experienced. Very experienced. He follows you into ministry. He does nothing makes him leave you except evacuation. And you know the funniest thing? Since you were born with it, you cannot remove it by yourself. You don't have capacity to remove it. It has to be done by somebody more powerful than you and that has existed before you were born to help you deal with it. It can't be you. You are too small to deal with it. Before you started, consciousness of ability to think is there in you. When you, in fact, it was the one that gave you the type of knowledge you had first. The old man is everywhere. He's the old man that has partitioned all our systems, educational system. Our educational system was built upon the spirit of old man, competition. Who did they award? First position. Second position, they already said, this is your place. This is the first. You are the third. Where we fought to be? No place. And in the class, you know, somebody will now begin to look at somebody with envy. Sometimes. Some children feel as if, since he's always the first, he's the best. We are the rest. He is the best. And what does he give the person to that is the best student in the place? It gives me a sense of what? Superiority. Do you know that became our order of life? Even till we enter ministry, we remain competitive. We want to compete. Who is first? Who is first? Who is first? Such that it manifests even in our prayer points. I will be the first person to be blessed in my family above others. It's not correct prayer. And pastor, don't go to church and lead the service and say, face somebody beside you. God will bless me before he bless you. That's old man speaking. Wait, pastor. That's old man speaking. So you can see it manifest in these three realms. The desires of the highs. You see some people that are saved, but they can almost buy anything they see. If they don't buy, they will desire it. And the flesh, whatever their flesh wants. And lastly, pride. Hallelujah. Now, if we say we should go, you know, some of you understand what I'm saying. What can make a Christian? You don't understand how this thing sometimes affects your heart, but it's still the same old man. What will a pastor? I remember one of the case of the ladies that is close to us, that the pastor raped on the altar. You don't understand. How do you? You did not go to an hotel. You did not go to somewhere. So you are so much a slave that you don't mind if it's anywhere, even if it is in church, while everybody has gone. And when that girl described for me the manner by which he did that, you will know it's an animal that did it. An animal wearing collar. Excuse me. He's the old man. And you know someone said, well, I'm not like that. That's too much. But that's pride. It's the same. You see, old man will make you say, I am a better old man than his own. Say, but me, I'm not like that, but at least this, my own old man is an educated old man. Whether he's educated or illiterate, he's still the same person. Either civilized old man or old man in a farmer. The old man in a paper seller that lies. Same old man that is in a CEO. That is doing something wrong. Stealing millions. Same old man. The painful part is, old man was supposed to be evacuated in anybody that comes into Christ. But you know what we do? We preach a gospel that does not take or deal with the old man. So you see people, an old man. So when old man follows people into Christianity, he copies their language. The language of Christianity. He can, because they say deceit. The old man can so deceive that he can mimic everything in Christianity without being affected by it. Like a chameleon. Thank you, sweetheart. In fact, that's the best description. He will enter into church and behave as a Christian. But it's not real. Old man can cry to fake that he's real. Old man can pray. Old man can even pray for hours to earn a respect. That's why one of the manifestations of old man is that any spiritual thing he does, he wants to say. He wants to announce. That's, you'll be seeing it. He wants to announce. Yes. Anytime you see that you want to announce, block it. Block it. If he gives, he wants to announce. Old man can give and give so much. I was shocked that Brother Paul said old man can even die for Christianity. Yes. That's the part that affected me most though. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. I was shocked that old man to earn a name for himself, he can end his life. As long as there will be a name. Old man can do that. Are you in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1? How does he read? Chapter 13 verse 1, sorry. Though I speak with tongues
of men and of angels,
and I
have not charity,
I have not love,
I have become a sounding brass.
I am nothing. Go on.
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
understanding
all mysteries,
and
all knowledge, and though I have all faith,
so
that I could remove mountains,
and
I have not charity,
because love is the fruit of the recreated spirit. Oh Lord, are you with me? People can carry gifts and the old man is there. This is the terrible dichotomy of this matter. You need to bring it out. Go on, the part that shocked me. Go on.
And do I restore all the goods to
read NIV verse 2. Is that verse 2 now?
I'm in verse 3.
Verse 3, NIV. Yes, please.
Give all
that I possess to the poor.
And give over my body to hardship. That I may boast. But do not have love. I gain nothing.
Did you see that? So I can give. Look, that one reduces some. Read King James for me. Verse 3.
Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. And though I give my body to be.
That's the point. The way that one said it, my body to be burned. If they will have to burn me because of this thing, so I can even die and endure untold hardship just for the sake of any reputation. Bible says even that is reduced to what? Nothing. You can't boast in a sacrifice that the old man made to God. The greatest sacrifice by the old man is still corrupt. It's terrible. You see, he's about to appear before the judgment seat of Christ and find that he's the old man that led you all through. Okay, if somebody is feeding the poor, what would you say?
He's a good person.
I'd say, somebody that is feeding the poor. And take note, he said he bestowed all. So, where do you put all the philosophers of old and all the moralists and philanthropists? Old man. All the sage and wise men. Old man. Old man can preach. Old man himself can do missions and travel. You see, when God brought this matter to me, I will just collapse. Evacuate it, oh God. Do you know the part that touched me most in the old man? I don't have problem with lying, anger. I have problem in the deceitful attitude of this old man. that makes you feel you are doing something worthwhile, but it's out of earning a name. Old man wants reputation. That's the motive behind the sacrifice. Old man wants a thank you, and he wants it. If he doesn't have it, he will not be happy. Old man wants to be appreciated. If he's not appreciated, praise God. If he's not appreciated, it's all right. But that when he's not appreciated, there's something inside you that it must be known, it must be seen. That's the old man. That's why your father loves secrets. Did you see that? Thy father which seeth. Because the opposite of the old man is what? Public. Even if old man does something in secret, where is the old man waiting for? It must be announced. What I did in secret must be announced. Where does God like? God likes the secrets. And he will ask you to wait on him to announce him in the public. I mean, so that he can announce you in the public. And then you wait for him. How do you manage people stealing money? This morning, the Holy Spirit, I brought out 1,000 there from my pocket. And the Spirit of God was helping me. And I said, see this thing, paper. Money is painted paper. That thing is painted paper. It's the value attached to it that makes it something. And the Lord was bringing to my understanding. Look at this. I can bring this to you in abundance. It's nothing. But sometimes abundance tests if the old man in somebody has fainted. Maybe it fainted or it's really crucified. You don't know. It's abundance sometimes bring out the real nature inside you. You know you'll be humble if you don't have.
Yes.
It's natural to be humble. I mean, what do you have to boast when you don't have? I don't have none. You'll be humble. Oh, thank you. We bless the Lord. Because you don't have. Imagine right now, account is just fat. 10 million. 25 million. Something you will say to you, my food should change. My clothes should change. My status should change. You see the word my. And it's so simple that sometimes when we snap group picture and you are in that picture, who do you look for first when the picture comes out? It's yourself. You see, old man, very practical with us. If you are not fine in that group picture, the entire picture is not fine. If you are fine there, you say, please, I want to pay for it. Because self, you don't mind. The name has scattered the face of this, my other sister. No, you don't mind. So once you are clear, it follows us to church. Imagine you, people wear hat and high heel on old man. We perfume old man. It will have been all right to perfume new man. There's no problem with perfume. But when you perfume, it's like spraying perf on dead person that have died for 3 weeks. You know, are you following this? When you perf the life that is corrupt before heaven, you are not smelling well. You are a bad fragrance and it will soon smell. Not smelling it. That's how we go about. Sometimes we don't carry the real fragrance of the new life. You enter a church, you see old man everywhere. You see it in the choir. You can almost see. You see, sometimes if, like what Mani said, once the Lord has dealt with this matter, you can almost enter a church and discern that. The old man is a prince here. He's in the pastor's wife. He's in the choir. He's in the ushers. He's in everybody. This is the enemy of God. This is the enemy of revival. This is the enemy of discipleship. This is the enemy of what God wants to do. It's so serious that one of the Trinity must come down to deal with it. It's as serious as that, that the law could not undo it. So, it's so diverse. Oh, and you see funny thing about old man. Old man will push you to do something. We still condemn you on what you did. So that you can feel so guilty. And this is where he pushes you to. Repetition of that mistake enough helps you conclude that you can't change. This is the way you are. And that's where he wants to go. He wants to convince you by repetition of that mistake that you are like that. That you are like that. Don't bother. There is something inside you that knows the law of God, but ability to obey God. How many of you have really seen that? We desire to do the things of God, but it's as if the capacity to always do it is not just there. It's not there. And the first manifestation of the old man that we saw was fear. Ah! Fear. Fear of the unknown. Let me tell you this. It takes the death, the crucified life, to really stop being afraid. You know, sometimes I look and say, no, I'm not fornicating on me, I'm not lying. But one thing is there. Fear. He's still old man. No? You see, you know, when you say somebody is multifaceted, multidimensional, is this old man. Different applications, you see it. Get out of your house, you meet the old man. Once you see people, you can see everywhere. Everywhere. This old man even deceived and, you know, he masked himself as a religion. The religion of Islam is the old man. Or that religion of Buddha and Co. is the old man. How do Muslims do their giving and almsgiving? Eh? They do it. The fact their own is public. Oh.
Yes,
they don't do this in secret.
Even their
prayer. It has to be public in order to earn something. Did you see that? He's the old man. Old man can discipline himself and wear a hijab just to be something. So when you talk about discipline, he can discipline himself to earn professorial certificates. To prove what? A point. Whereas, we can do the same, but from the life of the new. What happens to a pastor who enters ministry and the old man is not evacuated? One day he will slap his wife. Yes, sir. What happens to a missionary that the old man is not? One day he will slap his wife. The minister of God asked Koboko for his wife. Now, can you imagine that? You see, that's the old man. He treats stubbornness with stubbornness. And himself is stubborn. In such a home, how do children grow? You know, you make it easy for children when they see the template of the new life. They begin to see themselves that my own is strange from my parents. You make it easy for them to decide for Christ. That's it. They need to watch a life that is different from the innate nature that is building in them. And they say, Kai, this thing is not like what I saw in my parents. What do you say about a pastor that has a wife and then he still marries three others outside as concubines? And he hides it. This old man, sometimes you are wondering, you almost could not believe. Somebody killed his wife and later is crying. Do you understand? You are not following me. When old man comes on the man, at that time, it's like you are drunk. Once he's done, old man will now say, see what you did. Can you imagine that? What do people now begin to say? Ah, it's the work of the devil. No, the devil put a system. And the TV is one of the ministries that helps the old man to stay alive. I'm telling you. Until the old man is evacuated. Until the old man is removed. Whatever you do is not accepted. Paul said, I am nothing. That part used to touch me that you can even do ministry with the old man. Hallelujah. So understand that you must be careful about this. As God dealt with this matter. Hallelujah. Before we talk about the crucified life. Amen. before we talk about the crucified life, brother, every work you do that you are not conscious of, that this old man, now take note of this, the old man is to be evacuated, not destroyed. Listen to this. The power of the old man is what God destroyed in Christ, not the presence. Power is what the cross handled, not presence. It's rapture that we deal with the presence. Hallelujah. I am begging God for my life and my heart that there will be no day that the old man takes over my life. There will be no time that it is this life that rules me. Listen, anywhere the old man is, Holy Spirit is not there. One person must be left to rule. The Holy Spirit helps you to keep the old man outside. The old man too will keep the Holy Spirit outside. That's why Galatians 5 says the two is against one another. So please, if you don't come to that point, no matter the work you do, brother, let me give you this full description. Imagine a brother that is a pastor. Because of what God gave to him, they now say, what is it? Is he the only one? Hear this. So this is true life. Is he the only one? He'll be preaching, he'll be doing this. We're going to deal with him. So they gave him letter. To far away north, that they have reposted him from somewhere around Lagos. So he carried his wife and children and said, well, they have posted me to the north, no problem. Imagine that. They reposted him not because God said so. What reposted him? Envy. Old man has posted people in ministry. Get away from here. Let him go far away into the bush. To a man who is serving the Lord, God knows how to help him. But actually, the old man has posted him. God must come in for him to show him mercy and show the enemies that he's with that man. If not, if it will get posted on the on old man, you know how he also goes on that journey? They posted me. I know my God is with me. And I know what God will do. If he goes out of anger, who is also sending him? So you see why people get to a place and they don't get succeed. Because rather than allow God deal with it, murmuring, complaint, and anger has become part of the journey. And God says, how can I walk with you? And how can I defend you now? Watch this. Before that man gets there, they have called the other people that actually is not Noto, is going to the east. So immediately he landed, they gave him another letter. I'm telling you, this thing I'm saying is terrible. They said that all the fire is doing, talking against everybody, they are going to bring it down. Inside church, you will meet that. With wife and children, imagine how many hours journey. As he's landing, he has not said to the game another letter that he's going to the east. He carried again. They've called those ones in the east that that's not his place. They left that man practically on the road and his children in church. When they got there, they said, actually, that's not his place. I think the man then said, they say, by the time he has toured Nigeria, he said that he lives, or all the fire he carries. Don't you know such things can destroy your passion? Yes, sir. Understand where you are going. And by the time he got there, they said, that's not where he's staying. Once his land, they gave him another letter. That it is one village somewhere. I don't know where that person called, that they said he's going home. If you are the wife of such a man, you will have carried your children with us. You be going to where they said. But see, let me call my mother and my parents. We will stay here till you settle on your church. You are the one that God called Amanepa. You see that? What would they have done to that marriage? They would have scattered it. Children will be exhausted on the road. They will be confused. I'm sure on that journey they'll be asking the daddy many times, "Daddy, where are we going?" And out of anger, you can say something like, "Please, wait, when we get there, I'll tell you." I can picture if the woman is breastfeeding here, this children is crying. Stop, relax on a journey. You see, when I first had that thing, I broke down. I said, "Old man, you have given the enemy of Christianity a hedge above us." Do you know where the revival will start from? The evacuation of the old man. Because even if fire falls now, what will destroy that fire?
The old man
has capacity to quench fire. Listen, there's no limitation to what God can do with you, with me. The only thing God is saying, if I send this grace, hope the old man. You will not go and announce that it was you I used. Can you be secretive and say, "Oh, even if I'm not recognized, oh God, it's okay. It's okay, Lord. That's no problem." And who are those that will be rewarded on the final day? Men who labored secretly. Men who pushed away self-glory and say, "No, it's alright. Thine is thy kingdom, the power and the glory, not our own." So before we pray this morning, I want you to ask this question. Hallelujah. Do you see people that have gone into sin? Anyone that fornicated, what do you used to hear them say most of the time? "I don't know how it happened."
Yes, sir.
Is that not what you hear? Yes, sir. They say, "I don't even know." Who pushed them? The old man. When they finish, who will now bring the guilt to them?
The old man.
I have observed that at the time that thing is pushing you, all the scripture you know, you will forget. I remember one of my brothers who came to me. He said to me that they posted a pastor. They posted that pastor, not outside Lagos. So they posted a pastor from a major city and they posted him to somewhere like maybe Korodu or so among some low-level people. And then by the time they came to church, they given him the letter. And then this my brother went to him and said, "Daddy, congratulations are on your post." What? "In this work, they posted me there." "Excuse me." Even if it's the old man that posted him, please, what is he already doing? Can he ever? You know, that church has come under a curse. The curse of the old man. Can they ever grow in that church? You know why some churches don't grow? Old man, carry a mic. And then the way the old man sings, you will know he's looking for attention. "Oh, get it done. Now, that is not, it has nothing to do with God." What do you say? Listen, it has nothing to do with God who they are worshiping. It has everything to do with himself
and the crowd.
I. The word "I," and that's the word "he is so stubborn." Sounds that sometimes when you bring what is correct, he tells you, "Sound like that." You see, choir meetings and choristers, whatever. Everybody sings for their song. There's something inside that singing. So, how do you see our praise worship meetings? You can't touch God, but you can be happy. Please, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy, not fullness of happiness. It's joy, fruit of the Spirit. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. That means after every worship session, strength should be added. If it's real joy that came. But the old man is singing, the old man is organizing concerts, the old man is doing all, and you see, he can go any length to suffer for it. That's the problem. And he says, I'm serving God. But he has not served anybody. You see that church has a long way to go. How can we save people in the world when we also are culprit of the same thing? What is our message doing now? Church is becoming a social place. Not a place. God. You see, one thing you beg God for every day. Father, the evacuation of the old man that you did in me must remain outside. Because it will scatter all your effort. I don't like the fact that old man has a specialist. He's a specialist in scattering things. So anything God gather, old man will stay in the midst of it and pretend as if he came to gather. He will just rise up one day and do what? Start tearing down everything. I want us to pray on this note. You see, and that's why the cross is the singular event that ties everything together in the scripture. The cross. We will ask after. The cross is the singular event that brings all the prophet and the message of all the prophets and everything after it. The cross is the center of all things. In fact, if you want to look for the center of all that God did, the cross is the center. And please, who can describe the cross? It has a side that you can see, left hand side and the right hand side. So the cross is the one that links everything that God began into everything that God will do. Is the cross. So when the message of the cross is omitted, it's a great omission. Whereas it is those that the cross is daily walking in that can preach the gospel with power. That can preach the gospel that will transform. Let me ask you, do you know in this country the gospel has been preached and people are hearing the gospel? Please, what is scattering men from obeying the gospel? The life of Christians. Are you with me? The life of Christians is destroying the gospel. Hallelujah. When Christians live the opposite of the message, what happened to the message? It has no power. Listen to me. The spirit. I used to beg. Look, for example, I pick myself as an example. Are you with me now? I'm aware that by divine mercy, there are different people in different places that honor me. I'm telling you. What will scatter all the honor? Just live opposite of what you are preaching. And what is the work of the old man? To make you live opposite of your ministry. Old man can pretend for 30 years. If it's inside you, it will come out. There's a man, let me mention the name. Ha! It was my disciple that told me, sir, do you know this man? I said, no. He said, go and study him. That's how I went into study. This man did ministry to the point that he gathered crowds in stadiums. Stadiums will be full. And when he's preaching, sometimes he will be crying. But it was discovered secretly. He pays prostitutes to appear naked before him, sometimes before going to crusade. Mm-mm. I think before going to crusade. Imagine this. He will pay. No, it doesn't have anything to do with them, just to watch them. It has been from his younger age. Another major minister of God fell through this means and all of that. He was part of the people that spoke against him. While he himself is a culprit. One day like that, maybe he was preparing for one major meeting and they had to discover that's how he paid against somebody else. Maybe inside his council. That servant of Christ gathers people in stadiums. I've watched these meetings before. People will throw part in salvation. But imagine the one winning men himself is in bondage. But the only thing God did that had mercy on him, after he was caught, he came out public to confess heavily. And he opened up himself. His ministry survived till now. But the glory cannot be compared. What God did was that the willingness for him at that height to confess was big. When I studied in the Daman, I said, God, what is the benefit of big? I remember, I don't know who told me, maybe it's the Lord, maybe an elder. He said, to fall like a lizard from your height is different from falling like an elephant. When you fall, when a lizard falls, bah, he can just shake his head like this and go away. If an elephant falls, the whole town will hear. And as you grow big, the old man too grows big with you. He grows big with you. As we increase in height, the old man also increases in height with you. Listen, you have to. You see, look at our work here now. If we begin to permit the old man here, and you can go and check Galatians 5:19, pick NIV or NLT, so see the way he described all the works. And Bible said did not finish the list. So it means the rest should will be pointed to you by the Holy Spirit. If you are really working with him. I've seen times the Lord say, go back and correct that, and it's not supposed to. Hey, because they go back. If you are afraid to go back, confess. You know, the Lord said, that thing you are doing, I don't want to see it in you. Why are you like that? You have to detect presence. No. The power is taken out of you by the cross, but the presence is always around you. So, my dear sisters and brothers, as you go on your journey in life, one person you must be conscious of is that the cross that destroyed the old man in me, am I living the life of the cross? Because it is the crucified life that keeps him permanently out. That's where we'll go into. The life of the crucified. And you know what shocks me? God cannot accept anything from the hand of a man who is not crucified. God, you see, that's the part that makes it strong for me. That look at me now. Do you know how many things that should be benefit to me that I release for the work of the kingdom? Can you imagine? I release to the brethren. They now say if I do, you know, I can do it just to earn a respect. That's a terrible thing. You don't understand. I can be helping Brother Joseph now just so that what? He can respect me. An old man can do that. Can you imagine that? So before God, what am I doing? I'm trying to buy him. Do you know many ministries do that? The day you say you want to leave, what do they say? After all we did for you? I say, I have to sit down. Why am I giving this person money? Is it so that he can respect me? No, sir. Because if he's to respect me, I've lost it. God will not accept you. And until God deals with the old man, you have no place in God. You have no place in God. Why is it that they are abusing churches today? What gives effrontery to the world is because the world is seeing what looks like them inside the church. You don't know? How is our people singing too? All our so-called gospel singers. You will almost think it is Rihanna. In fact, I watched one gospel song. I thought it was a fashion show. Believe me, I thought it was a fashion show. It has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with the singer. How is a person singing to God in a video and they are showing his wristwatch, the shoe, the clothes, how breeze is blowing her hair? How does that connect with worship? You don't know that. And now everything is being received like it's normal. You want to talk about God that blesses you in a video song. You are focusing on cars and houses that are not your own. You are not with me. You don't see the deception that is here now. Don't you know that's how the people of the world also do? All those big boys, if they want to sing, they will be singing before a limousine, the limousine that he rented. To make us feel as if he has money. But he's trying to sell that record to have money. Not as if he's in that state. If you want to sing also, pray, Baba God, don't bless me. How do people do it also? They will go and borrow a house. Please, if I want to really do a video, where should I use this place? If I sing now, please, where should I use? If I go and use a fine house and pretend that I have been blessed, am I real?
No.
Do it according to your level. If you are doing film, let me know you are doing film. Film is different. We know it's not your house. You are casting. But if you want to sing, don't say he has blessed me and then you are showing things.
No.
I respect Domwe. I can ask you to go and trace his songs. May God help us. And no matter the height you have reached, old man can pull you down. No matter how high you are, Holy Spirit, it must not be found in my life. It must not be found in my life. The cross kept it out. The crucified keeps him out. Do you see that? The cross evacuated the old man and placed him outside you. The crucified life keeps him outside. The old man, the only way to deal with it is to submit it for evacuation. You see people in pornography and masturbation, sometimes they'll be crying, I don't want to do this again, but they'll do it again. Because they are struggling on how to deal with something that is older than them. Even a moralist, old man has a way of telling a moralist that you are not bad like that. That's old man. With different dimensions of manifestation. Say you are not as bad as that. Why do you need to really repent? That's why you see a moralist sound person find this hard to repent. You say, the question he will ask is, repent of what? He doesn't know that everybody was born with a corrupt nature. Such that if you do good, heaven says corrupt. This thing is corrupt. When you give all you have to the poor, the Lord says corrupt. This thing is corrupt. When the motive of what you do is for the announcement of yourself, heaven says corrupt. Do you know old man can send you to school? You will be pursuing a certificate because of what you want to get. That's the old man. All your passion in writing exam has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. No wonder apprentice die. No wonder when people are schooled by the principle of old man, when God now called them to missionary, they struggle. Because it's old man that schooled all along. It's the old man that labored in the university and college of education and polytechnic all along. So the day God said, drop it, come and serve me, they will struggle. You know why? It was old man that went to school. You see, they now say, with all my labor, I should now drop it. Where will be the reward? That's why they say, I will now drop all my certificate to go and do what? To go and be preaching. That's the old man. He's the one preventing laborers from entering mission work. He's the one that prevents you from joining pastoral work. You see, with all my labor, with all the certificate. That's why somebody get PhD. When you now say, come and be working as an assembly pastor, he looks at you and say, with all my PhD, because it's old man that got the PhD. That's why it's hard to drop it. You see, old man values his labor and wants announcement. So if you don't call him Dr. So-and-so, he's angry with you. Because old man say, can you imagine? He's referring you as a brother when you are a doctor. That's the old man. It must not be found in any life. Any life that are practitioners. Look at Jesus. With all that he has, he dropped everything. He came to serve. He served us. Jesus came to serve us. Jesus came to serve us. Jesus came to serve. He came to bear the depravity of humans. He rescued us from it. And he gave us the new life. That's why he said, if any man be in Christ, not if any man hears about Christ. You can hear about Christ and not be in him. It is the man that is in Christ that old things from the old man are passed away. You see, some people that repent, they still want to keep their boyfriend. He's the old man. He's the old man. Will you speak to God? Will you check your desires this morning? Because old man has desires. What are your desires? Desires to be what? All that you have to be now is Christ and his kingdom. I'm not planning to be rich now. And I'm not willing to be poor. No. I just want Christ to be glorified. And when he glorifies himself, he can do it in abundant wealth and riches. I know he will meet all my needs as long as it's a need. And I know he wants to make me a blessing, but it's no more for myself. This thing must be clear. Sometimes we manifest zeal, but it's out of self. Oh Lord, help us today. The life that I've spent for the old man is enough. I will now live for Jesus forever. The time I have spent for the old man is enough. I will now live for Jesus forever. Bygone, bygone. It is bygone. Old man, it is bygone forever. Bygone, bygone, it is bygone. Old man, it is bygone forever. The time I have spent for the old man is enough. I will now live for Jesus forever. The life I have spent for the old man is enough. I will now live for Jesus forever. Bygone, bygone, it is bygone. Old man, it is bygone forever. Are you praying? The life I have spent for the old man is enough, is enough. I will now live for Jesus forever. Oh, the life I have spent for the old man is enough. I will now live for Jesus forever. Bygone, bygone, it is bygone. Old man, it is bygone forever. Bygone, bygone, hey, it is bygone. The life of fear. Old man, it is bygone forever. The life of fear. Bygone, bygone, it is bygone. Jesus will take care of me. Old man, it is bygone forever. Wanting to be known, wanting to be seen, wanting to be appreciated, wanting to be recognized, wanting to make a word or be regarded as something before the brethren. Bygone, bygone, it is bygone. Old man, it is bygone forever. If he sends me anywhere, I will go. No matter what happens. Bygone, bygone, it is bygone. Old man, it is bygone forever. No more about myself. No more about my desire. No more about my feeling. No more about making money. About wanting to be anything. It's about Christ alone. If he sent me to a higher place where there is wealth, no problem. If he asked me to go to another place, it will be the Lord. Not about me again. Bygone, bygone. It is bygone. Old man. It is bygone forever. All you do is to submit him. Until you submit the old man. There is nothing God can accept from you. It's a serious matter. It's very serious. So you see, struggling upon struggling cannot work. I remember God said to me, don't struggle again. I discovered that each time I say, I will not do it again. I will do it again. The old man is stubborn. Every time I say, this thing, oh God help me, I will not go into it again. I will not, I'll just find out that I will do it again. And the Lord said, submit the old man. That's all you do. You have to submit it. See, don't feel it. Just say, I submit this. I'm tired of struggle. I'm trying not to struggle. Struggle has become part of me. So a man must come to a point where he says, I'm struggling, Lord. I'm struggling. So I want to submit. That's why he says, cast your burdens on him. It's part of what you cast. I submit this old nature. I embrace the cross. That was simply what I did in 2009. And I did it very, very deliberately in my heart. I saw, until a man sees that there's no future with the old man, he won't submit it. Old man is hard to submit because some people love it. Some people love the life of the old man. Though some have come into an hatred with it, some love it. That's what the Bible says. Whoever loves the world, the love of the Father is not in it. When you submit the old man to the cross evacuates. You will now begin to... Some people submitted the old man, but they refused to live the crucified life. And that's what discipleship handles. So sometimes, when you submit the old man for evacuation, and the life that is crucified is not there, the presence of the old man soon attracts you again. Take note, the cross deals with the power. It breaks the power of the old man, not the presence. Not the presence. Bygone, bygone. It is bygone. See, the Lord must bring this deliverance to your heart. Where it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. It is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Ah! In me, in me. Hey! Jesus is the life in me. It is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I'm willing to take correction. I'm willing to adjust whenever I'm wrong. Whenever I'm corrected, I will adjust. Sometimes when correction comes to us, let's pray to God that only will help us. Sometimes we make mistakes. And then when we make mistakes, we should adjust and correct it. Let's pray unto God that the Lord will help us. That he will teach us what to do. Let's pray. Lord, help us. In the name of Jesus. Please help us. 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 I'm willing to take correction, Lord. Please help us. I'm willing to adjust. Please help me. Thank you, Lord.